Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Ahn from Food for Thought. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So I shouldn't even really ask you whether you're busy or what it is you're doing. It's quite obvious that at this time of year, Food for Thought has just about all that it can handle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We actually give out more food at this time of year than ever before. And we always make sure to just pack our clients' bags full of holiday treats and, you know, special things so they can lay out a really festive table for their friends and their families and their loved ones.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
How can people help you best?
Well, we've got a special little promotion going on right now. So if you donate $45 or more to Food for Thought, you can get 2 bottles of fine Sonoma County wines that have been donated by local vineyards. And that includes Reuben Family of Wines, Hafner, Iron Horse, William Selyum.
Oh,
I think
names.
I'm saying that correctly. They are really, really delicious wines and they are a great value. And that $45, if you donate it now, you still have time to get your 2016 tax deduction. So I'd encourage people to call us and get those wines before they all go.
What's the range of people whom you help, particularly at this time of year?
You know, we are serving almost 800 people at this time, and that is men, women, and children of all ages, those who are living with HIV as well as other serious illnesses.
Right.
So we actually have Santa who comes down to the food bank at this time of year to hand out presents and to hand out little goodie bags just to sort of cheer people up, to give people a sense of the holidays and, you know, to let them know that, like, there's something festive and wonderful out there for them.
Is there are there ways that people besides just giving money can help? I know that there are lots of people out there who love to be volunteers and are very useful as volunteers.
Oh, we love our volunteers. We have almost 600. We're always looking for more. And we have volunteers who have been, with the organization for over 20 years. We've got some who've been with the organization since it began. And I overheard a couple of my favorite volunteers talking a couple of days ago and saying how they used to go to the bar to socialize and now they come to Food for Thought.
That's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite thing to do during the course of a day at Food for Thought?
Oh, you know what? I love being in the food bank. It's really amazing seeing the smiles on our clients' faces when they just get a bag of food, and it's a bag of healthy, good food that's going to sustain them and help them heal. We have a lot of delivery drivers who love getting out to explore the beautiful countryside and taking groceries to people who are homebound. They find their tasks really fulfilling.
When you see photographs from the Depression and you see pictures of people who were in need then, the pictures are so sad. There's such a sense of desperation, such a sense of being lost. I seem to see a lot of people cheer up a little bit. I wonder if that's really so or if I'm just wishfully thinking.
Well, I think Food for Thought has really become a community center for a lot of people who might not otherwise have a lot of resources for what they need. I know it provides a real sense of family and home. You know, there are lots of hugs. There's lots of laughter. Sometimes it almost gets too loud because people are having such a good time in the food bank, which I know sounds kind of odd, like you're having fun at the food bank.
Boy, I think it sounds wonderful.
It's a really, really special place. It's a really an amazing place to be. So I'd encourage anyone to come down and volunteer or just take a tour first if you want to see everything that we do.
There you go. But people who volunteer, what kind of time do they look at?
You know what? We've got people who give anywhere from like two, three hours a week. Some people come in 2 or 3 times a week. It really depends on your schedule. We're very, very flexible and we can find a slot that suits your needs.
People should know, of course, I'm sure they do, that just because the holiday season ends, it doesn't mean that the need ends.
Absolutely. That's a really great point. Yes, we need volunteers all year round, and especially as we keep expanding and growing, because the need is there. There are a lot of Sonoma County residents who experience food insecurity. With the more volunteers, the better, the more people we can feed. So please come on down.
Great. Karen, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. But more importantly than that, thank you very much for what you do for the community. Food for Thought has been around a long time.
1988.
And you've got a terrific record. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And let's tell people that to get in touch with Food for Thought and both to volunteer and to get some help for the holidays, the number is 887-1647. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day and Happy New Year.